nuclear warning to North Korea. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. and South Korea just issuing a joint statement after Pyongyang's latest missile launch.
They just had a press briefing here at the Pentagon, and in a joint statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned that any nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies and partners, including the use of non-strategic nuclear weapons, those are tactical nukes, is unacceptable and will result in the end of the Kim regime. One of the strongest statements yet from the Pentagon directed at Kim Jong-un.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. There's concern North Korea could be gearing up for a nuclear test after a string of recent missile launches, along with warnings about ramped up joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. The family of slain blogger Gabby Petito, killed by her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, last year, is now suing police in the city of Moab, Utah, where the traveling couple had been stopped after suspected domestic abuse.
She could have been protected that day.
Nicole Schmidt is Petito's mother, speaking a short time ago.
There are laws put in place to protect victims, and those laws were not followed. And we don't want this to happen to anybody else.
Police did separate the couple for the night, but suspected that Gabby may have injured Brian. The Petito family says the officers failed to handle that call properly after a witness reported seeing Brian hit Gabby, grab her phone, and try to drive off without her. Brian Laundrie killed himself weeks after returning to his family's Florida home without Petito. Amazon puts some hiring on hold for its corporate workforce, citing concern about the economy. In a memo from a senior vice president, the online giant moving to cut costs, in part by halting new incremental hires in the corporate workforce. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Federal prosecutors rest their case against members of a far-right group charged for their role in last year's Capitol riot.
Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, and four other associates are charged with seditious conspiracy, a rarely used charge, accusing members of the group of trying to keep former President Trump in office. Federal prosecutors have spent weeks presenting evidence, including a stash of weapons in a Virginia hotel room and text messages and other communications about the potential use of violence on January 6th. Prosecutors also say Rhodes urged the former president to invoke the Insurrection Act, a move that was not taken by the administration. The defense will now begin its case, expected to focus on former President Trump, and could put Rhodes on the witness stand. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A day after warning voters about threats to democracy, President Biden begins a Western swing as the countdown to the midterms continues. He'll stump for Democrats in New Mexico and California. Most of the U.S. falls back to standard time this weekend, but researchers suggest if we stop changing the clocks, we could save lives.
About 37,000 fewer deer would die in collisions with drivers each year if the nation remains on standard time all year round. The study in the journal Current Biology also maintains that leaving the clocks alone and cutting the amount of time that rush hour traffic takes place during darkness would prevent 33 human deaths and some 2,000 injuries and save about $1.2 billion in collision costs per year. Each year, around 440 people are killed in roughly 2.1 million crashes in the U.S. involving deer. Daylight saving time ends this Sunday. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A bill to make daylight saving time permanent remains in limbo in Congress after Senate passage earlier this year. Stocks remain lower. The Dow's down 108. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.